उजाला आया।
हेलो एवरीवन, दिस इज डॉक्टर जानकी, हेड ऑफ द डिपार्टमेंट रेडिएशन ऑन्कोलॉजी फ्रॉम HCG रामैया कैंसर सेंटर, एंड हियर आई एम विद अ न्यू एपिसोड ऑफ नो इट टू बीट इट बाय HCG, द स्पेशलिस्ट इन कैंसर केयर. ओवर द लास्ट 33 years, आई हैव ऑब्जर्व्ड देयर आर सेवरल पैटर्न्स अमंग कैंसर पेशेंट्स. सम ऑफ देम आर नॉट कंसिडरिंग इट नेसेसरी that we have to prevent the disease, and whenever early symptoms are there, ignoring them, and fear to meet the oncologist, and fear of treatment side effects, and once the treatment is done, to come for the follow-ups. More than the disease, it is the behavioral pattern among us that makes it a more serious health condition. This is especially true in case of easily preventable cancers like cervical cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, where the prevention is very simple and it is just a screening test. Unfortunately, there is lack of awareness among people, which makes these preventable and treatable cancers the more prevalent ones in the recent years. Now, cervical cancer, for example, is one of the most easily preventable and very well treatable cancers, and it forms the second most common cancer among Indian women. This seems unreal, however, according to our numbers, that is the case. Cervical cancer is not much talked about. Despite knowing that it is a preventable disease, many do not want to take the necessary preventive measures. In fact, we have seen many of our patients not completing their treatment cycles because of the fear, or because they're not aware how important it is to finish the treatment. Another important reason why cervical cancer is not discussed much is that in most cases it is caused because of sexually transmitted infection. The common symptoms of cervical cancer are bleeding between the periods, abnormal discharge, lower abdominal pain, back pain, and one of the important earliest sign is bleeding after sexual intercourse. This could ultimately lead to an advanced stage in cervical cancer. However, it's not too late. You can still learn the best ways to prevent cervical cancer, and it is your duty to educate as many women as possible, because prevention is always better than cure. Having heard the word preventable many times, you might be wondering, what are those factors that makes cervical cancer easily preventable? Well, there are two main reasons for this. First of all, this large percentage of cervical cancers are caused by human papillomavirus infection. This can be easily prevented with HPV vaccination. The second reason is that the HPV infection is followed after almost 10 to 15 years later to the development of frank cancer. So these changes happen in a systematic way from mild, moderate to severe. And the beauty of this is that 80% of this mild, moderate changes in the cancer cells can be reverted back to normal. Even in severe dysplasia, only about 30% of them turn malignant. Our reports show that a large percentage of these precancerous changes, as I told, can be reverted. Only a small percentage of these lesions progress to develop cancer. Now, coming to the first preventive measures, the vaccine. There are established vaccines that offer protection against HPV infection, and thereby we can prevent cervical cancer. This vaccination is given to girls from the age of 9 years up to the age of 26 years, and is usually given 3 doses at 0, 2 and 6 months interval. It is found that these vaccinations can prevent the occurrence of cervical cancer in almost 90%. But one has to remember that vaccination does not replace screening, which is a best tool for prevention. In India, the standard guidelines for cervical cancer are visual inspection with acetic acid every 3 years, pap smear every 5 years, and HPV DNA test every 10 years for all women in the age group of 30 to 65 years. Ideally, all women of childbearing age, that is between 30 and 45 years, should undergo a clinical examination and pap smear at least once in 5 years. After the age of 45 years, this test is recommended every year and is crucial in detecting early stage cervical cancer. Screening reduces, in fact, the incidence of cervical cancer from 70 to 28%. This is almost by one third. Screening makes cervical cancer not only easily preventable, but also effectively treatable. Cervical cancer has 4 stages. Stage 1 is where it is confined to cervix. Stage 2 is where it has gone to vagina or by the sides of uterus. Stage 3 is where it has gone up to the bony pelvis. And stage 4, metastasis to distant organs. Having said that, it's very important for this cancer to be diagnosed early, as the overall survival at 5 years is around 48%. Whereas in stage 1 and 2, it is 90 to 95%. That means if we detect it early, there are chances that we can save 90 to 95% of women. The treatment plan depends on the stage of the cancer during the diagnosis. Only about 10% of patients are diagnosed in stage 1, where surgery is enough to cure the disease. Whereas in all other stages, it is the radiation therapy which takes care of the disease. It is either through external radiation or brachytherapy, or most of the times it's a combination of external radiation and brachytherapy. The side effects of the treatment are temporary and will be there only for about 2 to 3 weeks after completion of treatment, and it varies from patient to patient. The long-term side effects are seen only in less than 2 to 3% of patients, and these are mild grade and can be easily managed. Cervical cancer treatment is not scary as many assume. Returning to normal life is very much possible. One of my patients, in fact, said that the only time she remembers she had cancer is when she comes for a follow-up. That's how simple and effective the treatment can be. With that, I would like to conclude that cervical cancer is preventable, treatable, provided you take the right measures on right time. To prevent and get treated for cancer, it is important to know cancer. It was this episode all about. We all get back to you with another episode of Know It, Beat It shortly. Until then, keep learning, keep sharing. This is Dr. Janaki signing off.
Adding life to years.